In this edition of the Edgar podcast, we talk to Norwegian golfer Paul Angermann, and the way he plays his golf and the manner in which he treats his fellow competitors make him an excellent advert for the game of golf. Paul Angermann tells us, "The best golf rounds are early in the morning with friends. The air is crisp and the score is good. The pars are coming and a waffle or a cake after nine holes. We meet regularly for para golf tours in Norway. My best experience was probably the Norwegian Para Golf Open at Kongsvinger last year." That's the view of Paul, who comes from the town of Asker, just west of Oslo in Norway. Paul, now 54, a keen sportsman and a good golfer, was enjoying life in 2018, working in a demanding but satisfying job as a social worker with fellow committed professionals in the mental health team in the Asker Commune Clinic. He and his loving family of wife Katrin and children Philip and Clara were to face the trauma of Paul falling very ill with meningencephalitis, which included an infection of the brain tissue itself. The illness severely affected his balance and core strength, and the damage to his brain has affected his concentration, speech patterns, recall, even including struggling to read from a page or watch a programme on television. When you meet Paul, you first notice his generous smile and a kind way of talking to you. Soon revealed is both a thoughtful personality and a keen intelligence, with a laid-back sense of humour and goodwill, particularly when talking about his beloved Liverpool Football Club and his golf, which he still plays to a 12.7 handicap despite his impairments. He took to the game as a student at university in Stavanger. The illness 5 years ago made him have to give up his treasured job. Thankfully, he has been able to start taking part in a range of sports for the disabled, helping him make new friends in similar situations and filling what would have been a void for him. Paul says, "I love to have fun with sports, and for me, golf is the best. It is social, being outside, and you have to practice and practice some more to get even a little better. I feel lucky that I have golf, especially now since my life went in a different direction than I expected. The results are not the most important thing, but a few birdies certainly feel good." As he mentions, loving those early mornings with his golf friends, we met Paul making a new friend at the 2022 RSM European Net and Stableford Playoffs at Stratford-on-Avon Golf Club in England. Paul had qualified to play in the Net Playoffs after consistent good results in Edgar-supported events and climbing the world ranking for golfers with a disability. In the morning mist at Stratford, he played out a great match with his new friend, Tero Peltola of Finland, one of nine nationalities taking part in the RSM-led event. Paul says, "Tero Peltola, yes, he was playing golf off about a 3 handicap if I recall, a really good player. I played really well and held Tero until the 17th. I loved the greens that day, it was a great experience for me." He adds, "In 2018 with the encephalitis, I got injuries to my central nervous system that have given me all kinds of side effects. I was nearly a year in different hospitals, but I'm still alive and have to make the best of it, even if it is difficult at times. This I can do because of my family's support. The illness was very difficult to work through and frightening at the start." Paul is aware that after he helped many people mentally in his work at the hospital, in 2018 and onwards, it has been his turn to need help, and he said he was incredibly grateful to all the health professionals who have helped him on this journey. He mentions Bitterstolen Health Centre in particular, where their focus is not on all the bad things, but how to help yourself through positive sport activities. As with many Norwegians, Paul enjoyed outdoor pursuits, and he has found that the pursuit of a varied spectrum of these has helped him enormously, including para-kayaking, three-wheel cycling, skiing, para-curling on ice, and of course golf. Paul says he was lucky to get to know fellow Edgar golfer Benedikt Venema, who is also something of a kayak specialist, teaching Paul how to paddle on the water. This has all been fantastic, and Benedikta has inspired me to be confident on the water, says Paul. Benedikta also volunteers as a team leader for the Norwegian Golf Federation's initiative GGG, which translates as Golf, Green and Happiness. Here, once a week, around 20 golfers with disability meet in the morning, have coffee and play some golf. Even through the long Norwegian winter, they play some of the world's most famous golf holes indoors on a golf simulator. And Benedikta says of her paddling pupil, Paul, he is the best, always smiling, a great friend and an all-round good person, and a true fighter improving his health. Paul is a stayer and a very good golfer. He has taught me quite a lot too, and a kayak enthusiast like me. I also know his wife Katrin, and they are each other's best supporter and friend. He is a family man and a man with a big heart for others. Golf remains a real challenge for Paul. For me, golf should be 12 holes, he jokes. It's difficult to keep concentration for 18 holes, and difficult in rounds over several days in a big Edgar competition. It can be a problem to see my own ball through the air. Also, I can't overthink it tactically. I just have to play and have fun to keep it all feeling natural, which can actually be an advantage. Paul has physiotherapy 3 times a week to help with balance, body stiffness, and how to focus. Even today he needs a lot of rehab, which he is happy to do, to work on limiting stiffness to his muscles that can make life difficult, including swinging a golf club. He tells us, every week we talk about and do exercises from our hero Padraig Harrington, which is a good inspiration. I have more weight on my left foot and then my balance and strike is better too. My golf coach, Elvin Jordell, also helped me a lot, which I am thankful for. I want to have fun, but at the same time I love competition. When Paul received his invitation for the RSM playoffs last year, his reaction was, "Are you kidding?" But he had earned his place by finishing second in the 2 largest national competitions and rising to 6th on the world rankings for net players. Looking back to his invitation, Paul says, "I couldn't believe it. I was number 6 in the world net, number 3 in Europe. That is the kind of thing I would like to have on my wall." And Paul is delighted to repeat the achievement this year. Currently ranked 11th in the net ranking at the time of writing, he is one of 16 eligible European net and Stableford players to qualify to play at the North Hants Golf Club in Hampshire on September the 19th. Paul says, "I'm thrilled to come to England and play again at a good course with good players. I know some of them from before. One of the Finnish players I had a laugh with last year about the fact that we were the only ones playing with brain problems. We both qualified to play this year too, so this is surely hope for everyone out there." It is Paul's latest sporting dream to enter an Edgar tournament on a true British links course in the northwest of England and tie this in with a trip with his son Philip to watch Liverpool Football Club, as he has grown up to be a loyal fan of the Merseyside team. Not only does he have an autograph of Kevin Keegan, he has picked King Kev to play in his dream four-ball match with Padraig Harrington and Victor Hovland. Dream on, Paul. Looking ahead, Paul wants to play more and a little better. He tries different medicines to avoid migraines quite so much, and he thinks his focus issues may stop him improving a lot from here, but he is happy at what is a competitive level. As with the kayaking, cycling, curling and skiing, golf gives him that wonderful mix of fresh air and good companions. He says, "Parasport is a lifeline, this you can see. Golf is a lifeline, and I love the game, and I would recommend it to everyone. There is good help to get out there, and you do not have to play 18 holes, just do what you can." And Paul concludes, "I am an example of a regular player who got sick and is not like before. I needed some support and cheering to play again. Then I asked to be classified to get involved. Now I even do well at times and compete well at golf tournaments. It really is a wonderful sport." We think that so many other golfers with a disability, both established and brand new to the game, would certainly agree with Paul there. And you wouldn't find a warmer welcome than meeting Paul Angerman on the golf tee. He is a great advertisement for how golf should be played. This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.